Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, May 14th, 2019. Today is International Dylan Thomas Day, which celebrates the life and work of Dylan Thomas, Welsh writer and poet, whose best-known pieces include the poem Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night and the play Under Milkwood. A man was attacked by strangers in Friedrichshain on Sunday when several masked men beat him with sticks and clubs in the early hours of the morning on Rigaustrasse. According to information from the Berliner Morgenpost, the 49-year-old right-wing populist is the well-known video blogger Oliver Flesch, who is assigned to the New Right and has almost 50,000 subscribers to his video service. The 49-year-old otherwise lives abroad and is currently in Berlin. The attackers took flight after a passerby alerted the police, and officers searched the surrounding area for perpetrators but could not find them. Rescue workers took Flesch to a clinic, and he discharged himself before treatment. What the reason for the dispute was, the police did not disclose. Per reporting in the Morgenpost, Flesch himself had announced in videos before the attack that he was on Rigaustrasse and regularly publishes videos that are particularly popular with the New Right movement, and he's considered a provocative figure in the left scene. The State Police Department at the State Criminal Investigation Office has taken over the further investigation. This past Sunday, more than 50,000 visitors celebrated the end of the Berlin blockade of 70 years ago. While they enjoyed the history lesson in the open air, the Berlin parties are discussing the space very contentiously. The SPD in the House of Representatives has reopened the debate about the development of the outskirts of the Tempelhofer Feld. 5 years after a clear majority of Berliners voted against a development in a referendum, faction leader Raed Saleh wants to have the citizens questioned again, this time by the House of Representatives. In return, he has received criticism from the coalition partners and calls from the FDP to break the coalition. Michael Schneidewind from the 100% Tempelhofer Feld Citizens Initiative, which was in charge of the 2014 referendum, reacted surprisingly relaxed. According to reports, he had expected the referendum to be shaken again, stating, quote, "As long as the Tempelhofer Feld is not completely cultivated, the discussion will never end." However, Schneidewind sees the discussion initiated by the SPD on the 300-hectare site as a challenge and opportunity to discuss socially and environmentally compatible urban development in a transparent manner once again. In a recent survey commissioned by the RBB and Berliner Morgenpost, 59% of Berliners are in favor of developing buildings along the border. The referendum in May of 2014 was a so-called battle between David and Goliath, in which the Citizens' Initiative against the House of Representatives emerged victorious. 1.1 million Berliners voted, a 46.6% turnout. 64% voted for the draft of the Citizens' Initiative, leading to the Tempelhofer Feld Law, which prohibits building. The referendum law could be changed by the House of Representatives, like any law. However, the parties are very reluctant to go down this road. Instead, SPD faction leader Raed Saleh wants to legally anchor the, quote, referendum from above, a poll triggered by the House of Representatives, as a new tool. Saleh said that he perceived a change of mood in the population in view of the great housing shortage. With the questioning from above, he wants to check whether a, quote, cautious marginal development now finds a majority. The coalition partners Left and Greens reject this referendum from above, as well as the development of the perimeter of Tempelhofer Feld. The Green parliamentary group leader Antje Kapek told the Berliner Zeitung that there are good opportunities for direct citizen participation with referendums and initiatives, stating, quote, "If the people want it, they will embrace it. Politicians should not dictate the topics." The Greens also have completely different visions for the Tempelhofer Feld, adding, quote, "Tempelhof could become a new large people's park with swimming lakes and a farm and everything that the local recreation heart needs." the left sees no reason to doubt the referendum. And according to Katrin Lomscher, senator for construction on the left, quote, the Tempelhofer-Feld law applies. Schneidewind from 100% Tempelhofer-Feld also rejects the survey from above. He fears that the parties will exert too much influence on the survey and the advertising for it, and is pleading for a new referendum if a party wants to change the law. FDP faction leader Sebastian Zaya considers the development of the Tempelhofer-Feld, quote, indispensable in view of the housing shortage. Since the Brexit referendum in 2016, 1,444 Britons have become citizens of Berlin and Brandenburg. According to an announcement from the Statistical Office on Monday in Potsdam, in the period from 2013 to 2015, there were only 116 people, about 12 times fewer. Last year, 611 British citizens received a German passport in the metropolitan region, compared with 628 British citizens in 2017. In 2018, around 7,300 people in Berlin and Brandenburg received a German passport, 6,500 of them residing in Berlin. Most of the naturalized citizens, 833, in Berlin had a Turkish passport beforehand, followed by British at 536, and Polish at 504. In Brandenburg, the largest group of naturalized citizens come from Poland at 123, followed by Vietnamese at 80 and British at 75. A total of around 800 people accepted German citizenship in Brandenburg. After attacks at a Palestinian festival last Saturday in Neukölln, the state security is investigating the presence of a Nazi symbol. The police announced on Sunday that a poster with an SS rune related to Israel had been placed on the festival grounds. In addition to the symbol, it was also determined that there were attacks with several injured persons. The newspaper Jüdische Allgemeine had first reported that on the outskirts of the festival at Hermannplatz, a 26-year-old man had chanted, according to police, pro-Israel calls. As a result, there had been quite a turmoil in which two participants of the event and the 26-year-old had been injured. Per police, five charges were filed, including personal injury, the use of symbols from unlawful organizations, and violations of the Assembly Act. A police spokesman added that, quote, the festival was registered as a commercial folklore event and not as a political demonstration. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.